For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Riverside County health officials announced a milestone Tuesday of giving over 500,000 coronavirus vaccine doses. KVCR's Megan Jamerson reports this comes as the county prepares to begin receiving the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
The first shipment of Johnson & Johnson vaccine could arrive in Riverside County as early as next week, said Public Health Director Dr. Kim Saruhutare at the County Board of Supervisors meeting.
We are looking at areas of the county where logistically it would make sense to utilize that vaccine because it is a single dose. And so we're expecting guidelines out from the state of California in the next few days. And then we will take those and incorporate those into our local planning efforts.
The county is also planning a series of changes this week to provide more vaccination opportunities. This will include 3 new OptumServe sites run by the state in Norco, Temecula, and Desert Hot Springs. This will free up county staff to join mobile vaccination teams, bumping up the new total to 5 vans next week. The mobile teams will continue to serve residents age 65 and older and underprivileged communities that have trouble accessing fixed sites. This is all part of the county's goal of reaching herd immunity through vaccination. Dr. Jeffrey Leung of Riverside University Health System told county supervisors that after the second vaccine dose, the risk of getting sick and infecting others is drastically reduced. But
even after we're vaccinated, there is a small but real risk that we could continue to transmit infection, which is why we want to continue with all the precautions until the vast majority is vaccinated.
Leung estimates that a majority of the county population will be vaccinated by late summer. For a full list of changes to vaccination opportunities, visit kvcrnews.org. Megan Jamerson, KVCR News.
Ontario International Airport is expanding service to Chicago this summer. KVCR's Megan Jamerson reports it's a sign of the airport's steady recovery from the pandemic, which continues to keep air travel numbers down worldwide.
American Airlines will begin offering 2 flights daily to Chicago's O'Hare in August. In a release, airport CEO Mark Thorpe says it is welcome news, but not surprising. He says Ontario was the fastest growing airport in the U.S. before the pandemic and is now the fastest recovering airport in California and the 3rd quickest to restore flights in the U.S. A number of new destinations will be added this spring, including Honolulu, Las Vegas, and Miami. And by the summer, the airport will also add its first flight to Central America with service to El Salvador. Megan Jamerson, KVCR News.
The humanitarian crisis response organization Team Rubicon mobilized Tuesday to help at the mass coronavirus vaccination site at the Auto Club Speedway in Fontana. KVCR's Benjamin Perper has more.
Team Rubicon is a volunteer organization based in L.A. that provides disaster relief and humanitarian response. Volunteers are called gray shirts because of their gray shirts, and they're often military veterans, though not exclusively. Lorraine Reiser is Team Rubicon's Inland Empire representative. I spoke to her at the Auto Club Speedway where people were driving through to get vaccinated.
Most of our volunteers are helping with traffic control as they enter in off of Cherry Avenue through the gate one. They're being routed into a traffic flow pattern and then brought through to the different stations within the vaccination site.
Francis De La Paz with San Bernardino County says 3,200 people were slated to get their second COVID vaccine at the Speedway on Tuesday.
The goal is to get folks in and out in under an hour, trying to make this as efficient as possible. We do know that we have received feedback from the first event that there are opportunities for improvement, and we are finding ways to make this a more efficient process for everyone to get through. Our goal is to have more events and sites to have vaccines for the people of our county.
Benjamin Perper, KVCR News.
For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.